Hi, kids. How are you today? Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. Come join us. Some who are here in the radio room and many, many others who are listening with you across the United States, in the Caribbean Islands, in the Pacific Islands, and all across the world. I hope you have a pencil and paper ready. I'll give you our address soon, and I want you to get a letter or card off telling us where you are listening. United States, Ireland, Spain, Canada, Guam, where? Where are you? It won't take a minute for you to let us know. If you don't like to write regular letters, email us at auntcarolyn@childrensbibleclub.com. All small case letters with no spaces between. I'll give you that address again, but first, the choir is ready to start out our time together. Thank you, choir. Now, boys and girls, we were talking about your writing or emailing me to let me know where you are as you listen from the Children's Bible Club. If you live nearby in Florida, I want to hear from you. If you live far away, even far, far away, I want to hear from you. Don't think you live so far that it wouldn't matter to us. It does matter. We heard from a lady in Czechoslovakia recently. Now that's so far away, I can hardly even spell it, can you? Czechoslovakia. How about that? And another letter came from a man in South America. So don't say you live too far away. We want to hear from you. I'll send you one of our new Children's Bible Club gospel bookmarks for your Bible. You can think of us and pray for us whenever you open your Bible. And when you let us know your name and where you are, we can be praying for you. So, send your letter to the Children's Bible Club. No, let's make it shorter. Send it to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, USA. That's Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, USA. Or just send an email to auntcarolyn@childrensbibleclub.com. That's all lowercase letters with no spaces between. Auntcarolyn@ childrensbibleclub.com. The world is big, but it doesn't seem so big when we stand together as Christians and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. He has a job for every one of his children to do, so let's be faithful. And now, here's the choir again. In the time of the judges, most Israelites rebelled against God, causing his judgment to fall. But a few were faithful. Somehow God always has a remnant who will stand true. Elimelech was that kind of man. He and his lovely wife Naomi lived in Bethlehem with their sons Mahlon and Chilion. What a fine family! Then came an awful famine. No rain, no crops, and soon no food. How could Elimelech provide for his family? Then news came that there was plenty in Moab. Now it wasn't wise, but Elimelech packed up his family and moved to that enemy land. When Abram faced the famine, he moved to Egypt. When David feared for his life, he ran to Gath. Both got into big trouble. When trouble comes, we shouldn't turn to the world's answers, but run to Christ. The Moabites worshipped false gods. They had no heart or worship for the God of heaven. Elimelech's family didn't belong in that heathen country, and trouble fell again. Elimelech died. Poor Naomi was a widow now, but her sons would be there to help her. They married Moabite girls, Ruth and Orpah, but the girls knew nothing about the true God until Naomi taught them. Time passed, and trouble struck again. Mahlon and Chilion were sickly, and both died. Now Naomi had not only lost her husband, but her sons also. Now Ruth and Orpah were widows too. What struggle and sorrow! Had God forsaken Naomi? In her desperate need, she heard that the famine was over in Judah. There was food at home again. Naomi made up her mind to return to her own land and people. As she prepared to go, Ruth and Orpah decided to go with her and pack their meager supplies. The journey was hard. At last, Naomi stopped, not to rest, but to talk seriously with the girls. "Thank you, my dears, for coming this far with me," she said. "But now you must return home. Thank you for being so kind to me and my sons. But go back home to your mothers, meet new husbands, and have a new life. I can't offer you anything, least of all a husband. If you go with me, you'll be foreigners in a strange land, and Israelites want nothing to do with Moabites." But Ruth and Orpah stuck by their decision. Time and miles passed. Again, Naomi stopped. "My dears, I love you, but you must return now. Go back to your mothers, and may the Lord be with you. I grieve for your sorrows and pray the Lord will give each of you a new husband and family to love. Now go." Again, tears flowed, and this time Orpah changed her mind. Thoughts of the hardships and loneliness and poverty she might face in Judah turned her heart. So she kissed Naomi goodbye and turned back to her heathen people and gods. This was the crossroad for Ruth. What would she do? Naomi urged her to go with Orpah, but she refused. In tears, she cried, "Oh, dear Naomi, please don't insist any more. I want to go with you and live where you live. I want your people to be my people and your God my God. I want to die where you die and be buried there too. Nothing but death itself will ever part us." It was a giant decision with eternal consequences. That settled it. They walked on together the difficult miles to Bethlehem. Nearing the city, workers in the field saw them coming. "Who is it? Is it really Naomi who left so long ago? But where's her husband? Who's that foreign girl?" After 10 years, Naomi's burdens and grief had made her look old and frail. Going out to meet her, they asked, "Could you be Naomi?" "Oh, don't call me Naomi Pleasant any more," she sighed. "Call me Mara, for the Lord has dealt very bitterly with me." And slowly her sad story poured out. No doubt Ruth had many fears, but she longed to provide for Naomi and herself. When she saw gleaners in the fields following harvest crews, Naomi explained God's law that when Israelites harvested a field, they were not to go back to pick up fallen grain, but must leave it for the poor. It was God's good way of providing for the needy. And soon Ruth was busy in the fields. Little did Ruth know how God would reward her right choice and her loyalty to him and to Naomi. Orpah chose her old life and heathen gods and never appears in Scripture again. Ruth chose the Lord. She determined to be true to him and stand with his people whatever it cost, and her name endures in Bible history. She'll be honored forever in the lineage of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Your choices are all important, too. God lets us choose, but we bear the consequences of our choice. Proverbs says, "The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord." So trust Christ. Choose his way every time. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.